Yeah, what up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show at LunaticRadio.com.
Beer Factory, look at you.
Word them up. It's that time in the show, everybody. Our big special guest is going to appear.
Oh, boy.
She's actually on the line right now. Very hot. The hottest Canadian I've ever seen. Joanna Bowie from phonesexcall.net, nightflirt.com, all sorts of websites. Anyway, I think she's on the line. Joanna Bowie, welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show. Are you there, Joanna?
Yes, I am.
Nice.
How you doing?
How you doing? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Welcome to the program.
Excellent. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
You're very, very welcome.
Now, which is the website I'm supposed to promote? It's phonesexcall.net, right?
Yes.
I got to tell you, I've been talking to Joanna all week.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
Because she's really hot and she wanted to be on the program and... You know, the whole phone sex business is, like, kind of fascinating to me. How'd you get started in this whole thing?
Quite a long time ago, I just answered an ad in the paper, and it was for one of those 900 office things. And
so you've been in the business for a while?
Yeah, about 9 years or so.
You know, actually, phone sex is great. It's a great, like, getaway from, like, watching porn.
I like it because you kind of let your imagination kind of go, and...
Mm-hmm.
Lying if I said I got off, like, every time. But, you know, I'd be lying if I said I didn't get off.
So you do. You've had guys that have called you, and you have gone to completion, as they say.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Mm.
And that's sold.
See, that's hot.
Customer.
But the old story about, like, the whole phone sex business is that the chick on the other line is just, like, some huge, like, massive, overweight woman in, like, her mid-50s. And with Joanna Bowie, that's not the case.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, very, very, very hot. Like I said, the hottest Canadian I've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, there's all kind of, as far as night flirt goes, there's, like, all kinds of women. So, you know, if that's what you're looking for, you could get the big overweight.
Right, yeah. Right. There are girls that do, like fetish phone calls, right? Like, you can call up a girl and ask her to, like, beat you up verbally.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Did eat your and get on your knees and bark like a dog kind of thing.
Ooh, it's a Kmart of phone sex.
Yeah, dude, yeah.
It's got everything.
Oh, it's got everything you could possibly ask for. Now, I mean, as far as I am, I'm just me and I like to, you know, go with whatever idea they come up with. But, you know, I mean, I'm not into the domination kind of thing. I like seducing everybody.
I'm sure you get some strange phone calls, and you were telling me about some during the week, and, like, one guy would just call up and ask you to sneeze?
Yeah, he called, and he just wanted to know if I could sneeze whenever I wanted to, and I said, well, no, probably not, but I'm like, why? And he says that he liked it because apparently you had a better orgasm when you sneezed.
Whatever works, right?
Yeah, whatever works.
I mean,
for
well, Joanna gets paid for that.
Yeah,
so.
That's incredible.
Shoot, that's.
Yeah, well, you know, and I've had other people that just kind of like want. Oh, I had one customer who wanted me to be Wonder Woman for him.
You mean tie him up with the golden lariat, make him tell the truth
and everything, and you know, take over and be all this strong, dominant woman. But then in the end, he switched it around, and he was the bad guy. And he had his way with me at the end, and you know, but I had the whole outfit and everything, and the big tits and.
The ricochet wristband.
You got some freaks out there, I gotta tell you. Some of these guys that call you up are just
bizarre.
I still don't understand the sneezing one, but
no,
that's
that
cool.
One I don't understand at all. I haven't talked to him very much, but it's kind of strange.
You know what I like? I like chicks to call me bite size. Could you call me bite size right now?
Bite size?
Yeah, bite size. Say, Kieran, you're a bite size, and I want to beat you up.
Kieran, you're a bite size.
Well, Kieran is pretty tiny. I don't know if you've...
Well, the better question would be, can I bite you?
Oh! Winner!
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 Are you always, like, in the mood when a guy calls you? and like wanting sex. Like maybe you're like, I don't know, in the middle of cooking dinner, and all of a sudden you got like Hal from Idaho calling you, asking you to.
Well, I may not be cooking dinner, but I spend a lot of time on the computer, so.
Yeah, so you're actually not reciprocating the act.
Well, yeah, because I mean, not everything is so exciting, and I'm not sitting around the house masturbating 24 hours a day.
See,
although there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, we would like that to happen, though. We would like that to be the case. Is there any way I can mail myself to you in a box, like FedEx style? Maybe you can like open me up during Christmas and have your way with me?
He could be your little drummer boy.
I'm sure you could.
Can you give us like a little demonstration of a phone call? Because I'm sure the listeners would love that.
And you want to hear about how I'd lick you up one side and down the other?
I guess so.
It was hot until you spoke, Karen. I did not to speak.
Let me like paint. You guys got to help me out with this. The guys in the studio. I'm gonna paint the scenario, and then with you in it, and then you just join in and take over. Is that cool, Joanna?
That would be very cool.
All right. Here's the scenario. Late night. Just finished doing the show. Right. I'm pissed about how the show went. Ronnie kept on calling me gay the whole time. Junior wouldn't stop giggling, and Rocket screwed up all the technical aspects of the show. So I'm really pissed. And I'm sitting there with a fifth of Jack and a cigar behind my microphone stand. The studio's dark. In walks this sexy blonde, right? With a Canadian flag. Holding the Canadian flag.
And a can of molasses.
Right.
And Rush is playing in the background.
This is going so horribly. The scenario part is.
That's at home.
So I'm in the studio. You walk in. You got the Canadian flag, all Canadian spirit going. And I say, hello. You brighten my spirits. And where do I go from here, Joanna?
Would you let her talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I would walk in and say, hi, Karen. I hear that you've been having a rough kind of day, and I just want to take care of all your worries and a few other things. And I see that you need some relaxation. And since I got such a nice connection to the North Pole, I thought I'd send you a gift early, and here I am.
That is so freaking hot. What are you doing? Are you underneath my console?
He gets right to the chase, doesn't he?
Oh, I would just take you by the hand and walk straight up to you. Ooh. Kiss you straight on the mouth. Run my fingers through your hair. Lick my tongue all the way up to your ear. Like to f*** me. Oh.
Yeah,
sweating.
If you're posing the question, the answer is yes.
Yes. Good God.
Proceed, Joanna. Is there any more? Because if this was an actual situation, I would be done.
Oh, but I'm not.
Oh. Oh my God.
I need some Viagra.
You need some Viagra?
Yeah.
Do you?
Because I'll be done. I'm spent.
That was the most action he's had in 3 years.
You see that, Joanna? The whole scenario lasted about 10 seconds, and we were actually having sex, it would be about 10 seconds.
That was it.
So I'm no good on the phone either.
On the phone.
This is great.
Gotta learn to be gentle with you.
Oh, yeah. Can you say, Kieran, you're my master?
Kieran, you're my master.
Oh my God. That's great.
So going to be a soundbite for the show.
Yeah. She's going to do a plug for the show.
Oh my God.
Can you say, Ronnie, here's your cheeseburger?
Ronnie, here's your cheeseburger.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Junior, you want her to say anything?
No, I'm good.
Well, Joanna Bowie, you've been a great sport. And I instruct all my listeners to call Joanna Bowie at phonesexcall.net and speak to her live, listen to her recordings. She's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. All right, Joanna, thank you.
Okay.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. Wow. Joanna Bowie.
would be wow.
Joanna Bowie from phonesexgirl.net, phonesex.biz, livephonesexgirls.com,
wow,
and nightflirt.com.
Pretty
on
much.
The Lunatic Radio.
Anybody who listens to this show knows that in about an hour and a half there will be four guys. There will be four guys.
I'm gonna wait a little bit.
God damn it, it's busy.
I gotta do a break.
Get off the phone, Kieran.
Come back with more on lunaticradio.com right after this, everybody.